Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on St. Thomas here tonight in non-conference action. And now joined by one of the forwards on this Yellow Jacket team, starter usually in the starting lineup anyway, Pasha Scott. Pasha, thanks for joining us for the halftime interview. I just want to get your perspective on how the season is going so far. I know you guys are a young team going through some transition, but sitting at 2-2, not bad. Two losses to start the year, but then you came back with two strong wins over the weekend at that tournament in New York. Just give us a sense on where you think the team is at right now.
I think going to New York gave us a lot more confidence, just like playing teams and being able to beat them by that much and have fun while doing it and like enjoying each other's company will bring us like better, because I feel like we played better team ball down there than we have been up here. So hopefully that carries over to this game.
You know, one of the things that you guys are working on right now a lot is consistency and also building some chemistry. You only lost a couple players off last year's team, but they were three key players, especially Hannah Norland being gone in the front court. I know that the coach, Zach Otto Fisher, has kind of turned you to help kind of fill the void. How do you feel like that transition is going so far this year?
I feel like it's still a learning experience for everybody, especially relying on Hannah so much last year and having three new bigs come in that we don't know how they play. It's just different for them.
And, you know, it's one of those situations where it's kind of right now being offense by committee. I mean, everybody knows about Eva coming back. Everybody knew about Emily coming back. But with that scoring void that kind of Taylor Kane and Katie White and also, of course, Hannah Norland with her 17 points per game kind of left behind, it does kind of take a full team effort, especially from you guys in the front court, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I feel like we all know each other's kind of roles, too. And Eva's been starting out really strong. Emily, too, and other, like, players have really been pitching in and, like, putting points up that help get us to where we need to go.
And now turning to this game, actually these next two games really, against St. Thomas tonight and then against St. Ben's tomorrow. It's a tough two-game stretch. You know, you guys have had a challenging early conference or early non-conference schedule, I should clarify, with non-conference schedule. You know, 2-2 right now, not a bad place to be in. What are you guys hoping to achieve here over these next two games here today and tomorrow?
Well, obviously to pull out some wins, but also to just carry over what we did in New York. Like, we all felt like we played really well, really good team ball, like, good. We did everything that we said we wanted to do in practice, and I hope we just carry that over to these next tougher games because we are back to harder competition now.
And one last question for you before we let you go. Do you have any personal goals for the rest of the year? I know, like I said, this is a team that's used to winning conference titles, going to the NCAA tournament, but is there anything extra that you want to accomplish here this year before the season's out?
Personally, just being a key player to my team, like, I want to be able to produce for them and get rebounds and obviously put up points and do, like, the extra things that, yeah, Hannah used to do and, like, Taylor used to do, but, like, just in my way.
All right, Pasha, well, thanks for your time, and congratulations on a really good tournament. I know you had a really good tournament out there in New York, and continued success this season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Yellow Jacket forward Pasha Scott. I'll be right back with more halftime programming right after this on 91.3 FM KUBD West Superior.